And now the Lit Search project, which was a pilot project which Yolita conducted to have a European-wide database for legal interpreters and translators. And at the same time, it was also an effort to develop guidelines for how to set up a national register of legal interpreters and translators, because the idea was that we would not have a database where the individual translator or interpreter would sign up or be admitted, but where simply the existing registers would be put together, registers of a good quality. So this is what we did. That, what's happening now?
Yeah, to move forward? Back,
mm-hmm. Maybe but with the mouse, forward. I can
okay,
do
with
clicking,
the mouse,
yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just look at me in a quick
So it was a pilot project, and we tried to explore the modalities for such a database, and we tried to find out what we could do about this database. No?
I think we need to click on this.
Oops. Oh, okay.
Just there. Mm-hmm.
So we started with a launch conference, and this was a project that was coordinated by KU Leuven, because you always need a big institution, hopefully a university that can take the lead in such a project. And we invited all the co-beneficiaries to this launch conference, and there we decided and we discussed what we should be doing in this project. So, and this went on for about some 15 months, where we had a number of progress meetings, as we called them. And you can see from the venues of the progress meetings that we really had all the countries of Europe joining in this project. And there we studied what is the situation in these individual countries, and what can we take from these existing situations to put into this database, this European database. Let me say that in the European Union, there is what is called the eJustice Working Group and the eJustice Portal. And actually, it was this eJustice Working Group that kept on asking Yolita from the very start what we would be doing by way of setting up a European database of legal interpreters and translators, because what they wanted was to have this European database on the eJustice portal. So this was the understanding when we started out with our project, that we would eventually have a European database on the eJustice portal. It eventually turned out that by the time the project was finished, they had a midterm plan for what they are going to put on the eJustice portal, and it turned out that the insolvency register was more important than the European database of legal interpreters and translators. This is where I click?
Yeah, on a slide here.
So one of the co-beneficiaries was an IT company, a Danish company, and they had worked on the Find a Lawyers database. So they had worked for the CCBE and their project to find to set up a database for lawyers in the European Union. And we actually asked the CCBE whether we could use their software to use for the European database, meaning that we would integrate the national registers into one and not have individual persons applying for admission to the database. And demonstrated this database at the final conference, where we showed the software, and it's quite easy. I can show you. This is this screen that you would get when you enter a search. I don't know whether it's easy to read, but you simply indicate in what country you're looking for an interpreter or translator. Then you click on what languages you want, what the source language is going to be, and what the target language is going to be. Then you click on whether you want a translator or an interpreter, or whether you want a person who can do both. And then there you go. That's it. Quite simple. Mm-hmm. See? I can show you perhaps who were the co-beneficiaries, so the countries that participated. We always try to get the Ministry of Justice that runs a national register plus the Professional Association of Legal Interpreters together for one country to work on the project. So apart from Yolita as a whole, being a co-beneficiary, we had the Austrian Federal Ministry of Justice and the Austrian Association, because their law, both on the admission to the register, is quite a good one, and their law on the remuneration of interpreters is also quite a good one. We had the Ministry of Justice of Bulgaria and the Bulgarian Association there, because in Bulgaria they were just beginning to set up a register, and there we wanted to give them good ideas, and they were to be kind of a model for how to implement the findings of that project. The Czech Republic modeled its national register legislation on the Austrian legislation, so their register is also quite a good one and representative one. So together with the Czech Ministry of Justice, we also had the Czech Association of Professional Interpreters and Translators. Interconnect was our software company. Then we asked the Dutch board of, I think it's a legal aid board, to be that runs the registers of international of legal interpreters and translators, to be part of it, basically because we didn't have the legal interpreters of Netherlands as a partner, but the Sign Language Interpreters Association, because we recognize that sign language interpreting is equally important as spoken language interpreting, and we wanted to have the sign language interpreters to be also represented on the project. And then the Polish Association and the Spanish Association of Court Interpreters, and then we had the National Register of Public Service Interpreters of the United Kingdom. Now, the United Kingdom is not part of the third pillar, but their register is quite a good one, and their system of running the national register is quite a good one. So we wanted this to be a model in case a country opted for the solution of not running a register by the Ministry of Justice, but having an autonomous body setting up such a register. And together with the NRPSI, we had the APCI, the Court Interpreters and Police Interpreters Association. A number of countries joined as associate partners, like France, the Association of Court Interpreters, and then the Foreign Ministry of Spain, because it's the Foreign Ministry in Spain that runs a national register of court translators. They participated as associate partner, and Kammarkollegiet from Sweden is the board or agency that is responsible for tendering and running the procurement of legal interpreters for all kinds of settings. And as I said before, KU Leuven was the project coordinator. So as I said, we worked out the software. It's all ready there, but the database that was worked on a pilot basis is no longer operative now. We reported to the eJustice Working Group on the results, and we applied for a follow-up project, ElipSearch 2, where we wanted to roll out the software and to start the European database, but it was not accepted, the second application, and the eJustice Working Group thought and felt that the insolvency register would be more important, unfortunately. But the final report of the ElipSearch project on how to develop a national register of legal interpreters and translators was part of the project, and this can be found on the ULITA website under the submenu ElipSearch project, and I think it is still useful. We were thinking at some point in time whether ULITA should run this European database, which could easily be done, but it's a question of money. We don't have the resources, but we are optimists, and we hope that perhaps at some point we will manage to have such a European database of legal interpreters and translators. Thank you.